USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are expected to unveil their counterproposal regarding infrastructure spending on Thursday. Some Republicans on Capitol Hill suggesting that plan will be right around $1 trillion. Democrats, meanwhile, are proposing a $1.7 trillion plan. As far as where the disconnect is, Republican Senator from Wyoming, John Barrasso, tells Fox News.
It's no surprise we are very far apart. We were actually close when we left the White House meeting with President Biden. Since then, President Biden has changed his mind, or Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have overridden him because of the demands by the liberal left.
Top White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt is praising Ohio's Vax-a-Million lottery program. Opening a briefing, Slavitt saying such programs are not frivolous as long as they prompt more shots in arms. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by May 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem on Tuesday, pledging U.S. support, including replenishing Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system.
It was that Iron Dome missile defense system that stopped many of the rockets fired by Hamas from landing in Israel. After the meeting, Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for progress to be made on the two sides during the ceasefire.
That starts with the recognition that losses on both sides were profound. Casualties are often reduced to numbers. But behind every number is an individual human being, a daughter, a son, father, a mother, a grandparent, a best friend. And as the Talmud teaches, to lose a life is to lose the whole world.
Mr. Blinken will meet next with the Palestinians, but not with Hamas, considered an international terrorist group. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is calling out President Biden for allowing Canada to receive COVID-19 vaccines from the United States while at the same time barring fully vaccinated Americans from crossing the northern border.
I'm all for helping Canada, and listen, border states like Maine and New Hampshire and Vermont have been permitting Canadians to come across the border if they want to be vaccinated in the United States, really since February. And we're allowing folks to do that, and we're sending vaccine now to Canada.
Christie speaking there on CNN, he continues by discussing what needs to be done in order to get more people to be vaccinated.
But if we believe that the vaccines work, then you have to allow people who have been double vaccinated to come into Canada. They don't present a risk. And so how can Canada ask us for our help, but at the same time not allow our citizens to go in? There's so much business to be done in Canada. There are family members for those folks in Canada. There are people who want to go to Canada again. And if they're vaccinated, Chris, we're sending the wrong message, and the president's sending the wrong message. This is my argument when he wasn't getting the masks off earlier for vaccinated people, including himself. It sends a powerful message to people that maybe they don't work.
New documents obtained by Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich reveal Google duped customers by knowingly tracking their location data even after they turned off their location services. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.